Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Viber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
City Lovett Sr.
How are you today?
Pretty good. I just got this in my mail, so seem to be interested in it because I'm getting tired of dealing with this other company.
Okay, no worries. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and help you with signing up if you'd like.
Okay, so now, when is this going to start and everything, though?
So let me go ahead and gather some information from you so that way we can go ahead and verify whether or not we have service available yet to your location.
Okay, what else do you need?
So I will need your service address, please.
25 Van Buren Street, two words, Van Buren Street.
Perfect. Is that in Kingston?
Kingston, New York, 12401.
Well, because we service also Socrates, Rhinebeck, other surrounding areas.
Okay.
But I will be more than happy to go ahead and verify. So it does show that we will have service available to your location in October.
Okay, now what's the difference between the service and Spectrum?
So Spectrum still uses coaxial cables. We offer fiber, which is much faster. The data is transmitted through light.
Does that help streaming better and all that nonsense?
Absolutely, it's much faster as well. And our lowest plan offers 1 gigabyte versus whatever you have through Spectrum. We offer it at $69.99 if you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, because my bill with Spectrum is over $300.
I know. It's absolutely crazy how expensive everything has gotten. And I've had a lot of other callers use the word monopoly as well.
I got Spectrum. I got YouTube TV now. And then I got, what's the other gig I got? Satellite.
Oh, yeah. So that adds up for sure.
Yeah. I got a whole lot of crazy stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, when I get back, I'm going to talk to you. All right? Not right now. I'm on the phone. I'm going to see you. All right. Yeah, so I got all three of these things. I got to cut off one. Now, with this here,
Internet.
This is not for cable. This is only for internet only, right?
Correct. So we do offer home phone service as well for $24.99 a month. That's if you wanted to have a landline phone.
Oh, okay. But you don't have nothing to do with
TV.
TV stuff like that. No?
Unfortunately, at this time, no. We're strictly internet and phone.
Okay. Now another thing I want to ask you. Listen, you know how with my streaming, okay, and my YouTube, sometimes you got to go off the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
So how would that connect with that?
So it would connect perfectly fine. We offer a modem and a router. So what that means is that's also included in the monthly price. So we don't charge you any rental fees for equipment like some cable companies might. Everything is included in the price, taxes, fees, the equipment. So that's all one price. You're not going to pay a cent more unless you opt for other things such as like a Wi-Fi extender.
What do you mean a Wi-Fi extender? What do you mean by that?
So a Wi-Fi extender is like a small device that would pair up with our router that would be able to extend the reach of the Wi-Fi signal. So
okay,
say, for example,
I have three floors.
Mm-hmm. It might definitely be worth it to at least get 1 to 2 extenders. They are $7.99 a month. So they're not very expensive. We don't charge much for them, and they provide Wi-Fi signal to those harder-to-reach places, especially if you have a larger home.
Right. Okay, so with the streaming that I have, because my TV is always streaming and always losing internet, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so
absolutely.
This would make it better and everything?
Yes, and the best part about it is that the 1 gig download would not be affected by your upload either. We also offer 1 gig upload at the same time as the 1 gig download. So if you're uploading a bunch of photos, or if you're watching a bunch of videos while somebody else is uploading Facebook posts with tons of photos, you're not going to interfere with each other at all.
All right, okay, because I've been out rooms for tenants, and everybody is on the Wi-Fi. You know what I mean?
Yes, I have three children who are all gamers, so yeah, I completely understand.
All right, so then, so technically what I'll be doing is I'll be eliminating Spectrum Wi-Fi and getting you guys Wi-Fi in. Am I correct?
Yes. Now, right now we're in the pre-order stage for your specific address. So what will happen is if you want to go ahead and follow through with the process of getting it all set up today, we can get that into the system, and then we'll give you a call closer to the time that it is able to be installed so that we can schedule an appointment.
Right. So that means somebody would come inside my house and set this up and everything?
Yes, in October.
They would come inside, set it up. Okay, because, you know, I got the cable running into the into some of the TVs, so you know what I mean?
Yes, you know what absolutely.
They ain't got to do that, do they? What do you do?
So if you already have the TVs hooked up through an Ethernet cable, like hardwired to the modem or the router that you have, also will be able to provide that as well. So we would just unplug the back from the current, and then we would just plug it into ours.
Right. So people that have the cable, that have Spectrum cable, they'll still be able to get that with no interruptions too, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're downgrading just the cable services, I would definitely speak with Spectrum on that behalf with finding out, you know, okay, what's my cost going to be for cable as far as that goes.
I know once I get you guys, I can drop the internet service that I have with them.
Absolutely.
It's always going in and out. That's why I'm looking at this here as a better, you know what I mean, thing.
Oh,
I was watching a movie, something on, on YouTube, all right? And it kept, you know what I mean?
Going out where it was buffering and stopping and pausing because
it
had to load.
And I have a football package. I already got time for all this buffering and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, especially if you're watching live games. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Me, I'm a hockey fan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I am too. The Boston Bruins, I'm gonna beat somebody up if they don't get there.
Yeah, I'm actually really heartbroken over the Bruins right now. So.
All right. Okay. So you like Boston?
I do. I'm a Bruins fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Bruins. There you go. Red Sox, Bruins.
Well, I'm not a baseball fan. I don't really watch football. The only sport that I actually like to watch is hockey. Growing up, I played all the other sports.
All right, that's great. Okay, because I grew up in Boston, but I've been in New York for 40 years, so I'm still.
Yeah,
I'm still,
I grew up partially
Boston
in the Commonwealth as well.
Okay, yep, I still got that Boston blood. It can't stop. But when my
can't
team's out of it, I follow New York. I follow New York because my team is out. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Feels good.
Absolutely.
Right, so
you should see my wall in my daughter's room. I put up my two hockey sticks from when I was 12 when I played hockey, and I have a Bruins goalie mask that's mounted to the wall.
Oh, you go, girl!
I'm really heartbroken that Ullmark got traded to the Senators. To be honest,
I know
he was my favorite.
They had no choice, though. What they gonna do? They had no choice. You know what I mean?
I know, but I still prefer Ullmark over Swayman any day.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna see what happens. But you can sign me up. I wanna sign up.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and get that in. All right, and so you wanted to go for the 1 gig for the 69 if we sign up with AutoPay, is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did you want any Wi-Fi extenders, as we discussed?
Yeah, should I check and see how well this works before I do that?
Sure. Then you can always call us and let us know, hey, I need a couple extenders. Can you please send a couple out? Absolutely, and we'll have a tech come out.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see how that works out by
The router?
Okay. See what happens. Right.
Perfect.
So that means I'm going to have a new Wi-Fi thing and all that stuff like that, right?
Yes, and the tech will walk everything through as far as the password goes. They'll set everything up for you. They'll even help you with the app because you'll have the ability to download the HomePass app, which is managed by Plume. So it'll say Home Pass by Plume, or it'll say Home Pass by Archtop Fiber. And you'll be able to change your password to whatever password you want for your Wi-Fi settings. You'll be able to change the Wi-Fi name. You'll be able to set passwords for different people, manage devices on your Wi-Fi. It's really advanced. I like it.
Yeah, that's good, because I have some Mexicans and Pakistanis that stay in my house. You know what I mean? I just rent out rooms, you know? So everybody's going to be different. So that'd be good. So I'm gonna do that. Okay.
Absolutely. And do you rent or own the property?
I own.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson? How are they coming through? Are they in the air for their wires between their pole and the house, or are they under the ground?
Yeah, in the air.
Okay.
From the pole to the house.
And then is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope. Everything's the same.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And Mr. Lovett, what was your first name, please?
Eddie, E-D-D-I-E.
Okay. And L-O-V-E-T-T, right?
Pardon me?
L-O-V.
No. M-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.
Okay.
Senior.
Got it. So that's M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, right?
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And what's the best email address for you, please? This will be the email address that will give you access to our online portal so that you can review your bills, upgrade your service.
Okay. It's my first and last name, as you see it now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
7064@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'm really excited for October, though.
Yeah.
Start of the season, and I'm a 508 club member, so I'm excited to be going up to Worcester to go and see the semi-pros, the Worcester Railers.
Oh, okay. My brother lives in Worcester. I go there often.
Yeah, my boyfriend actually lives just outside of Worcester, about 20 minutes out.
I was at the Worcester baseball field to watch the Red Sox foreign team play like a month ago. Yeah.
That's funny. I was invited to that, but I had to work.
Yeah. I was thinking about going there this weekend, but I'm having some work done on my roof and the roof.
Oh, that's completely understandable.
So I'm just gonna be at the weekend. So I'm going to just fill it. Okay.
Perfect.
Now, I want to do the paperless, too.
Yes, we're going to do the paperless. Don't worry. Okay. And then as far as your phone number is, what's the best phone number that you would prefer on your account?
This one right here, 845-663-0745.
Perfect. And is there a secondary number that you would like?
I'm going to give you my secondary number. It's going to be 845-705-4299.
Okay, perfect. And we weren't doing home phone service, are we?
No one really uses that anymore.
So I know, we all have cell phones.
I mean, everybody has cell phones. You know, the only reason why I would do that is because I would like to get a fax machine.
Yeah, that would be nice. But did you know they also have apps for faxing as well, where you can just scan using your phone and they'll send it as a fax? It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I've had to do that before.
Yeah, right. Okay, I don't know. I'll think about the phone down the road. Right now.
Yeah, absolutely. No worries.
Okay.
All right. And then how would you like us to contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Both. Text, email, and the phone.
Email and the phone? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And just a couple of disclosures for you with regards to that. With the phone, let's see. With the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents, such as me or vendors, at the phone number that you provided? You can revoke that consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase.
Okay, yes.
Okay. And then with email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can always unsubscribe by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. You'll also receive account-specific updates.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. As part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This does not affect your score. We don't see anything with regards to your score either. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. The only thing it tells us is whether a deposit is necessary or not. You can bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Well, I'm trying to get a loan, so that credit check is not going to go going to affect me, is it?
No, not at all. This is considered a soft inquiry, not a hard one. So a soft inquiry does not affect your score at all.
Okay, yes.
It just lets us know whether or not you are at risk of not paying your bill.
I'm not at risk. they wouldn't refinance my house for $145,000. I'm at risk.
No worries. I completely understand.
Right. So what do you need now?
Just bear with me as I have to input the information that you've already given to me. And then we will be able to, I'll ask you for your social and I'll only need it once. Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I will let you know. And just bear with me. Alrighty. Almost done. Almost there. I'll ask it for you from you in just a moment here, okay? All right. Whenever you're ready, I am ready.
417-78-7064.
Perfect. Submitting that now. Perfect. No deposit required.
All right.
All right. And we did discuss the auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up with your checking account?
Yes.
Okay, because that'll give you the $10 off. Do you have access to your checking account information?
Okay, we're going to do it by check-in, not by card?
Yeah, unless you want to do card, but doing so by card, it will only give you a $5 discount.
Oh, okay. All right, so you need the routing numbers then?
Yes, routing and account number.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I am ready whenever you are.
021-000-322.
Okay, and just to confirm, that is Bank of America?
Correct.
Perfect. Go ahead and whenever you're ready with the account number.
483-058-417-686.
Perfect. And it is your name on the account?
It's Eddie L. Mollett.
L, okay. And does it have the senior at the end?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's all accurate, that's all.
So if you want to take the senior off there of everything else and just put it like what's on my account, it's okay.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
You're all set with that portion. And how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber? Was it through the direct mail? I think you mentioned that earlier on.
Yeah, I came home and saw it in the mailbox.
Gotcha. Okay. Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, anything else that we should be mindful of when it comes to the installation?
Nope, not at all. Does he call before he comes?
So typically, we do have for the appointments, they will arrive usually with on time pretty much when it comes to the appointments. Once we have the appointment set, you can expect them at that time. For the pre-installation portion where we come onto the property and possibly bury the wire, that part you don't need to be home for.
When you're coming to what?
So we also bury our wires oftentimes if the property allows us to. So it really depends on the construction team and how they feel like the property would, if we're required to go aerial, then we will go aerial. If we find the possibility of burial for the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street, then we will go ahead and micro trench it. It's a very small trench, about 6 to 8 inches deep, and that's only large enough for the cable. So there's no damage to the property. And that way it also helps prevent any damage to the fiber cables. So like if during a major storm, you know, sometimes you got branches that might fall and hit the wires, we don't want that. So oftentimes we tend to bury it more likely than aerial.
Okay, yeah, sounds great.
Perfect. Did you have any questions or comments for the techs?
No. I think everything is beautiful. You did a great job. It's going.
Oh, absolutely. And then so at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. What they will do is the cable that connects your home to the street is called a drop cable.
Okay.
So prior to the day of your installation, they may come to the property and you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Oh, but 10 days of placement.
So like if we can't bury it right then and there, we'll coordinate to have it buried within 10 days.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then to maintain a consistent connection, we recommend that you wait for canceling your service with Spectrum until after our fiber services are fully installed. That means making sure that you are fully connected to the internet, the tech verifies that everything is all set to go, and they'll give you the go-ahead.
So so I don't disconnect my internet.
Until we fully install, correct.
Until the fiber is fully installed. All right. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Because otherwise we might have a few unhappy campers with the games and the movies and the, if you know what I mean.
They ain't paying for it. I don't care how unhappy they are. I'm about to raise it up on them. You know what I'm saying?
No worries. And then also, the other thing is that the appointment may take 1.5 to 2 hours long, just so that you're aware of how long our techs will be there.
That's okay. I'm retired. You know what I'm saying? Retired. All right.
So, yes. And so the ONT and the gateway, which is the modem and the router, and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if, say, for example, you put the house on the market and you have to move and we don't provide service to your new location, you'll want to return the equipment. At that point, you'll receive a return kit to send all of the associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop does reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. Okay? So, easy enough. We don't hold you to any contracts. Everything is included, the equipment and all that. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can also visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in the Archtop Fiber Online account using the email address that you provided to me today, and you'll receive two emails from us. One will be a confirmation. Yeah, go for it.
They have automatic. They have automatic payment. But it takes out monthly like that. That's what I want.
Yes. So we already set up the auto pay, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And then two emails from us will be, one is a confirmation of your order, and the other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop online account. That way you'll have the ability to, the Archtop Fiber customer account.
Yeah. I got to sign in. When do I sign up to that? Come October?
No, you can sign in as soon as you want to. That way you can have access to your account, manage any settings, review and accept our terms of service. And then if ever your auto pay, you wanted to change your auto pay settings, you can go ahead and do so on the website as well.
Okay, so when I go into that for the setup, what I got to do? I just go in there in my email, I see it, and then I just put my name in, something like that, my phone number, that's it?
Not even. So you're automatically enrolled. We've signed you up automatically through our automatic system. So what will happen is you'll receive an email. It'll have, please click here to set up your account. It should provide
Sounds
you with
good.
A temporary password as well. So what will happen is you'll go to the login page, you'll type in your email address, and you'll type in that temporary password that the email has inside of it.
And then after that, I can change it, my own password, right?
Yes, then you will be able to change it to your own password, correct.
Sounds great. You've done a great job. You know that?
I appreciate that. And then also, I do have to ask for your agreement. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. So you are all set. Once we get closer to the in-service date in October, you'll definitely be receiving a call from one of us, and we'll go ahead and get you scheduled for your install, okay?
Sounds great. All right. You have a nice weekend. I appreciate
it. Oh, you as well. Thank you so much, Eddie, and I hope you enjoy the sports in the meantime.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for calling Archtop.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bobby.